Sarah, Pulse recently was 62 and Magic was 48. Did you enjoy it as a game?
Yeah. I think more so because it was a must-win for us, you know, to keep our season alive. And so it's nice when you're under that kind of pressure to produce a performance like that.
How did you find the matchup between you and Ariana?
You know, I think me and Ariana have had three good games this season. It's been it's been kind of an interesting matchup, and one where we've both felt been able to get on top of each other at different times. But, you know, I think from New Zealand's perspective, she's a really exciting prospect coming through. So she's a nice player to play against. Her and Grace have got a really good combination. So, yeah, it was good to get the win against such a quality team.
No excuses, and your game's developed stacks since you've been over there. How have you seen that?
Yeah, I think there was obviously an adjustment period because it's a little bit of a different style here, and you've got to grow into that and learn how the team plays and make your game fit with how it's played over here. But, you know, I have really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the training here as well, and I feel like I've got a lot from it. At Pulse especially, like the coaches we've got in terms of people like Y and Sandy Edge, and, you know, it's a challenge for me, and that was part of the reason that I came over here. You know, I wanted to feel like I could continue to learn even at this point in my career, and I feel like I have done, and it's kind of been reflected in my game.
After training, do you hit the beach afterwards? Are you becoming more of a surfing whiz these days?
It's like freezing cold at the minute. So, no, I mean, the lifestyle is definitely something that attracted me, and it's been great in terms of being able to be a full-time athlete, but also living in Wellington, you know, it's a great city to live in. I am surrounded by the beaches, and it's a nice city. It's got a good, like, cafe culture. And so, yeah, that is part of the attraction of playing over here, that the lifestyle is good. The weather's definitely better than England, even though it rained yesterday. But I think it's kind of all part of the deal of playing over here, that's sort of what you're coming for as well.
I imagine the support network of everybody else over there is quite good, and the girls in Australia as well. How often do you all get together and fly in and see each other's games?
I mean, in terms of being able to get to see each other's games, not a huge amount, just because everyone's
distance.
So busy, especially in season. But we definitely try and see each other if we can. Pre-season was a little bit easier, so I managed to see Joe and Serena over in Sydney. And then, obviously, the girls here, in terms of Kadeen and Sasha, get to see quite a bit. So that's good. And like you say, everyone stays in touch, and there is a support network out here. It's really nice that you can kind of just get in contact with people and you don't feel quite so far away from home.
How aware of our league are people over there? I mean, I guess it's why we can see your games, but the English Super League?
I think people just underestimate how netball crazy New Zealand in particular is, you know. Every game here is on TV, and then we get all the televised English games. So people tend to kind of know what's going on in the Super League. Especially those who are netball fans or are involved in netball. You know, I've had people asking me about it and what I think and who I think is going to win and different stuff like that. And so it's kind of cool to see. And we, like I say, we get all the English games. It's a little bit more difficult now. The clocks have changed here, so it's a little bit earlier than they were. But, yeah, you can people definitely watch them.
You're getting recognised when you go out and get your beans and your fruit then?
Oh, occasionally. I mean, it doesn't help that I drive around in a car with my name on it, so, you know.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's no subtlety there. But, yeah, like, I think a lot more than at home, which is kind of weird and good at the same time because, you know, I've not been here for so long and I wouldn't really expect people to know me, but kind of a netball mad country, so.
You know what's really been bugging me? How on earth you say the Pulse sponsor? Not Brendan Foote, the other one.
Now you're putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Yeah.
To say it right. Tiwanangaonokoa.
Right, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll accept that because you're out there, so that's a lot better than anything I would even imagine on how it was pronounced. So.
Yeah, it takes a while to to get some of the pronunciations right. But
so you've been able to see most of our games, and what have you made of Thunder?
I've been impressed with Thunder, to be honest. They obviously had a bit of a rocky start with a couple of losses. But then I think what they've done well is they've just continued to do what they do well in terms of play a solid game all over court, put pressure on teams throughout the whole 60 minutes, and they've got results by being consistent and by doing things and executing well. And so I think they're the kind of team this year where if you don't play well, they'll win. And I think that's kind of kept a lot of the teams in the league honest, because you can't go there and go, oh, you know, they've lost players and blah, 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 because Thunder are Thunder. It's not so much about the players, it's about what that team and that club represent. And I think they've done a really good job of reminding people of that it's not about the personnel, it's about how they play and their attitude towards the game. And, you know, like I say, I've been impressed with them.
The whole fact that the club's built around that massive Northwest netball scene?
Yeah. I mean, you look at it and Northwest clubs winning nationals is kind of a regular thing, and I think the aim has always been for Thunder to be able to turn that into competitive senior side, and that's what's happening now. You look at the makeup of the team and it's very much Northwest based, and they've got to be happy with that, because come 3, 4, 5 years time, they're going to continue to have this production line of players that they've got at the minute, rather than having to fork out money for imports and try and buy the success in.
You know Karen well. Do you reckon she almost had a point to prove this season?
I don't think she has a point to prove, but I think she'd like to do well to kind of make the mark in her own right and make people know that she's a good coach as a head coach and on her own. And I think everyone who knows her and has been coached by her isn't in any doubt about that, but you're always keen to do it on your own, and so I think she's done a good job of that so far, so hopefully she'll be able to go a bit further this weekend.
Minnie Behrman's had a cracking season and obviously been selected for the under-21s. Do you literally have a good laugh about that, you and Gabby?
Yeah, I mean, it got to a point where it was just embarrassing for both of us, because people who like barely knew us were saying it. So we were like, oh, God. But yeah, I mean, it's nice. I don't know if she finds it nice or not, but I think it's quite cool. And she's had a good season. She's going to go to Botswana with 21s, and I think it's going to have been a big breakthrough year for her in terms of just stepping up to that senior level and having to lead teams and having that responsibility. So yeah, she's ready for it for sure, Gabby.
So we go into the Final Four weekend, and how do you see the game against Wasps? That'll be the one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think it will be. I mean, it sounds like an obvious thing to say, but I just think whichever team turns up and plays better on the day will win that one. I don't think there's a huge favourite, and I think before the season you would have put Wasps down as a favourite if you're talking about those two teams, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's just literally who turns up and plays the best netball will win it. And I think that's easier said than done come finals time, because you can say, oh yeah, we're going to do X, Y and Z, and then you get out there and it all turns a bit different with the intensity and the pressure of finals. So I'd hope that Thunder could get through that with their experience and kind of, yeah, past experiences of finals. But then you look at Wasps sacked full of players that have been there and done it, so I think it's going to be tight, if I'm being honest.
Given the fact that Karen and Lightning have had that run, is that the other possible team in the final?
You'd expect them to beat Bath based on the season's performances, but I think having only lost one game all year puts a huge amount of pressure on Loughborough as well, and I think people can't underestimate that it's nice to go into finals in great form like that, but it's also the pressure builds and builds throughout a season the more you don't lose, which is weird, but yeah, I think they'll make the final, but I'm not sure if they'll win it.
What's next for you for the next couple of weeks, you and Pulse?
Yeah, we play the Tactics in Auckland on Sunday for Super Sunday, and then we back that up on Wednesday against Stars at home. So we've got a busy week or two, and then yeah, we've got one more game after that, and then the rounds are done, and hopefully we'll have made a playoff spot. But you know, it's kind of all hands on deck at the minute for the last few games of the season.